Welcome, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk fitness with voice contestant Courtney Harrell. Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
Come on, let it go.
All right, you guys, you hear that beautiful voice in the background, and I am now getting goosebumps every time I hear this song. We have a very special Fit Club for you today. I'm your host, Fallon Mercedes. You guys can find me online at Fit with Fallon, along with my wonderful co-host, Mr. Shaka Strong. Where can they find you?
You can find me online at Shaka Strong at Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter.
And that voice belongs to the voice contestant, Mrs. Courtney Harrell. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to, you know, this is the finale for our season one of the show, so we're going to end it with a bang having you on the show.
So I did not realize this was the finale.
Yeah, the first season. So,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being our special guest.
You're in the middle of it. You're in the middle of it right now.
Oh, wow. This is dope.
Now, if you guys have not watched her yet, please pause this wherever you're at. Yeah. Go over to YouTube. Yeah. Listen to Let It Go. Type in Courtney Harrell, The Voice, season 11. Mm. And then come back. And you'll have your goosebumps and chills. So, of course, we'll talk about fitness. And then we're going to go into this lady's amazing career. Mm. She has done it all. Writing, and now it is your time to shine.
Yeah,
you are now
shining.
Yes. So, all right, let's get into the topics. Let's start with meal replacements. Yeah. Now, I am a big fan of them, I'm not gonna lie, especially when me personally, I'm trying to lose weight or my clients are trying to lose weight. Shaka, what's your take on them?
Well, you know, I used to be a big fan of them, especially when I was like 15 and Slim Fast, and I would have like that chocolate Royale. Mm-hmm. But my problem was I would have like 10 of them because it tasted so good.
Okay.
But what they found with meal replacements is that it's only really good if it's replacing something worse than you would have otherwise had. So if you were going to go get that McDonald's hamburger, then if you have the meal replacement, you feel full. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you really want to stick to raw foods. Mm-hmm. Now, I know for you, you're going to go into this sort of sequestered situation with The Voice. Mm-hmm. Is meal replacement something you're thinking of, or how are you going to handle
Absolutely.
Your food situation?
Absolutely, because sometimes I don't remember to eat.
Yeah.
So I take Vega One has like this superfood meal replacement that I have. I add like spinach and kale and other like fruits to make it, you know, good to drink. But
and they say it's good for people on the go, and you're certainly on the go.
Yeah, definitely right on the go. And it, you know, I get my protein, I get my greens, and like I'm big on that. Like, make sure that I'm getting what my body needs. Mm-hmm. So.
You see, and I think that's what's so important about meal replacements. You have to be aware of what your body needs.
Yeah.
So if you're taking them, make sure you're still getting everything else that you need.
Yeah,
to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I usually, whenever I'm recommending this to clients or even myself, I recommend doing only one meal replacement a day. I feel like when you're, you know, every meal is a shake, I feel like you're going to lack in some areas. Mm. And I feel like at some point it's kind of like, you know, a diet, you're going to binge and go off the deep end. So I feel like you want to maybe skip that one meal, like Shaka said, where it's unhealthy, but you want to incorporate real meals throughout the day. It shouldn't be three meals of shakes.
Yeah, you need the fiber. You need the fiber. Yeah. It's important for your gastrointestinal gut, your gut health.
Well, see, that's where I need to be kind of course corrected, because I'll see, oh, this has 15 grams of fiber. Mm-hmm. I'm getting what I need, and we'll have it twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're telling me it's probably not the best.
So you want to get your real fiber from real foods. That's
Got
what
it.
You want to do.
Yeah.
You don't want to always turn to things that are packaged or, you know, you want it fresh if you can.
Or just liquids, because those muscles work. And so if your muscles are not working, then you lose a lot of that gastrointestinal integrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I would also suggest a probiotic if you're not doing one already.
Yeah. Okay. And what do those do?
So probiotics, it's like healthy gut flora. It's everybody has good bacteria and bad bacteria. So probiotics is the healthy bacteria. Mm-hmm. It helps break down enzymes that your stomach is not already breaking down properly. And that's why you'll get, you know, bloating or constipation or those things. So it kind of makes the gut good and bad bacteria, like, even.
Which kombucha has that.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, exactly.
So I drink that.
Okay.
Yeah, I drink.
Which I was
going to
say, for timing, for singing, you're on The Voice. What's your prep before you go? Because you don't want to be too full or too empty. do you have like a time?
And I know you get nerves too, right? I do when you're get on nerves. That stage, so you probably don't want to eat too much either.
I don't eat a lot before I go on stage. Like I'm usually pretty ravenous. Like after, like please, I don't care what it is. I'm just hungry now. But not more than like. I give myself at least maybe 2 hours as my cutoff time. Like, I can't eat before.
So for our aspiring singers out there.
And then, you know, you have to think of, like, what that food is going to do to your vocal cords. Because they're incredibly sensitive. So if you're eating, like, dairy, stay away from that.
Yeah.
It's not good for your cords. Yeah. It's not good for your sinuses. It's, like, it's bad and it sucks because I like ice cream. I like cheese, but... In order for me to sound like at my best, I have to not have that. Same thing with soy. It's like it produces mucus.
You know, I didn't even think of that. That is a good point. I had no idea that it would affect your vocal cords.
It does. Wow. Like chocolate, caffeine. I can't do coffee, any tea that has caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. Mint tea, can't rock with it because it strips your vocal cords.
Oh, wow.
So it's like... You know, you have to take really extra special care
of your vocal cords. Yeah. Makes sense. I know Mr. Obama, President Obama, he likes to sing and listen to a lot of music, and we actually have his playlist of all his favorite songs. So it's going to be interesting to hear what Mr. Obama is listening to. So he likes Beyonce, who you have written for, correct?
Well, I've written for Kelly and Michelle, and one of the songs that I did, Kelly invited Beyonce and Michelle to sing on. So
what song is that?
That's You Change. That's like the first record that brought them back together as a trio, but it's individually, not Destiny's Child. It's Kelly featuring Beyonce. And
how was that working with them?
Amazing. Yeah. Michelle and Kelly are good friends of mine.
Oh, okay.
Kelly actually has a lot to do with me getting my voice back or even being on the show. But I haven't met Beyonce yet. She's just on the song, and I'm.
But, that's amazing! Yeah. What a honor.
Yeah, it is an honor.
And like, you've written for Chris Brown. You've written for who else?
Chris Brown, Mary J. Blige, Jennifer Hudson. Neo, like a lot. Ariana Grande. definitely not everyone.
Anyone
not everyone.
Listening to.
I don't. I'm trying to get okay with like saying this is what I did because I usually, you know, I love music so much. I write because it's just in me to do it. I'm honored that these people happen to like what I do, and I leave it at that. You know, I never make a. You can go to my Instagram; you won't see like pictures of me with all these people.
That You're
like
makes me so excited
cycling
to...
class in your Instagram.
Yeah, nah. Well, you'll get that. Yeah. You'll get me in my spin class, but not in my sessions. And you know, it's. I think. Working with these people, you especially now that I'm on the show, I get it. Like, you have so many people who are pulling at you. And so I want to create a space where they don't feel like they're being pulled at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where they feel like I'm giving them something and they leave whole and they can trust me. Because, you know, songwriting is like therapy.
Yeah.
So they have to be able to trust me. And I honor that space and that time. And so, no, you don't usually ever see it on anything. You know, like public.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's awesome.
Let's see if any of these other songs you're a fan of or even the singers themselves. So he also loves the Isley Brothers, Live It Up.
Oh, who doesn't love that? Or them. Come on.
We got Nina Simone, Sinner Man.
Yes.
Wow. We got Icona Pop, which is pretty new, Emergency.
I don't think I've heard that yet.
No, maybe after the show.
Is that the one?
Yeah, I need to listen to that.
Is it that one? It might be. It might be actually that one.
Oh, maybe I have. Sorry. Shorts amazing.
Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It Started.
Oh, come on. Who doesn't love that?
This one I love. Bob Marley, Could You Be Loved?
Oh, yeah.
Could You Be Loved? Such a great song.
Could you be loved? Okay, so I personally, I cannot sing. I went to voice lessons when I was younger to two teachers.
Mm.
I am tone deaf.
No, you're not.
They gave you that.
No,
like
but I, okay, so I'm a former music teacher. Okay. I'm telling you now, you're not tone deaf.
Can you teach me how
because
to sing?
Because I just sang and you picked up in the same key really? And sang in the unison with me.
Okay,
so. Tone deaf. I'd be like, could you be loved? You'd be like, could you be loved? That's tone deaf. You so are not that.
I have
that.
A chance.
You got a chance. Yes. Yes. Nice.
Well, when I sing, it hurts my voice. Like, it literally, like, it, I don't know. And they would tell me you have to breathe through your diaphragm. And yeah. I felt like I was. And I just...
Yeah, it's I actually know exactly what that is because I spent a lot of time singing where it hurt my voice and I thought that meant I was doing it correctly because I felt it. Mm-hmm. And if I feel it, I know you're going to feel it too. Mm-hmm. And in all actuality, it ruined my voice. So when you're breathing, mm-hmm. it should be as natural as it is for you speaking mm-hmm. when you sing. Okay. You know, when you're speaking, you don't do...
Yeah.
You know, to clench. Get your you don't mm-hmm. do that. You just let it go.
Okay.
And so it's just letting it go.
Okay.
It's interesting because now that I know how to breathe properly when I'm singing, mm-hmm. you hear these big deep breaths. And they're kind of my thing, like a guitarist when they're playing, you hear the fingers around the fret. Like, that's my thing, but I'm catching heat for it. Uh-huh. She breathes too loud. I'm alive. That's what's happening. Yeah. But, you know, I had to learn to do that in order to prevent vocal damage. So
after the show, I'm getting voice lessons from you got Ms. Courtney.
Yeah, we'll switch. There's still hope. I'll give you voice. You'll give me fitness.
It's a deal. Shake on it. All right. All right, so let's move on to our last story before we dive into you. Let's talk about election stress. Now, 52% of Americans are claiming around election time they are under stress. Shaka, what's going on?
Well, you know, we're inundated right now with election news over and over and over, and it's stressing people out.
Especially with Trump, right?
Yeah, and this particular cycle might be a little bit more stressful no matter where you fall, really, for anybody. And so, have you had a little election stress?
No. No election stress. However, I have come to the place where I trust that no matter what happens, and I will be participating in the way this goes down.
Good.
But no matter what happens, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And I will do my part to ensure that the planet, that the part of the planet that I affect is mm-hmm. okay.
Yeah.
Which is in part why I showed up on this show. Because if you think about, you know, critical times in our history, when politics were a big deal, civil rights movement and all of that, the musicians were the voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we led the way. And, I think it's time for people who are in the arts, in particular music, because I think we've fallen so far from being conscious that we are the people we're singing to.
Yeah.
You know, actors get that because they have to take on the nature of someone else. Mm-hmm. There's this air of superiority that happens with musicians now that breaks my heart because you're in a lot of ways we're wasting our voice.
Yeah.
And so me showing up in this way is to say, okay, let me find a way that I can help shift the way we're going mm-hmm. as a society. But I don't trust any of the candidates. Like, honestly, I'm with Jesus. Jesus. And I'm going to pray, like, who do I, you know, well, I know who I ain't voting for, and it's Trump. I'm just not doing it.
That's not part of the deal.
But I just, you know, I'm uneasy with both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
And mm-hmm. I think that's what I think we're all suffering from,
is
how to get over that election stress. And they find that exercise is a top way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sorry, I took us another direction. No. Hey, I apologize.
That's how you know, have a voice in managing your stress, you know, so everybody has their own way.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
I definitely, like, think working out is everything. If I can be honest, like, this time on The Voice came at a very, like, critical point because I was sending my son off to college at the same time.
All right, so let me give you the backstory first.
Okay.
Let's rewind that. College, you said?
Yeah, college.
So I'll tell you. So I know Courtney. She is from Boston, mm-hmm. Massachusetts.
Woo-hoo. Yep. 617.
Yeah. And I recently seen you. I think it was in May. Yeah. And you were just telling me, you know, my son's going off to college and this is going to be a new space in my life.
Yeah.
And little did we know, well, I knew, that you would be called, I think you said the next day, yeah. or, you know, you were, that was your, where you were supposed to be.
Yeah, the opportunity to, like, you know, come on the show and audition for the show came, like, out of nowhere, kind of. And, but at the same time that I was sending him off to school. So back to the stress and the exercise thing. Like, you can imagine, like, 2 days after Dylan graduated, I went in for the blind auditions and to prepare for that. Just that timing was crazy. But up until that point, Dylan said, oh, you know, he plays ball, I'm going to stay here. You know, I'm going to do a year at, like, a junior school mm-hmm. and just get better. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Not what I wanted for him, but I supported it. And then while we're prepping for the show, he's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go to school. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I'm okay.
Thrown in the fire.
Okay.
You got lunch going on.
So, exactly. So we're hustling. Okay, we need the money and the financial aid. Like, mm-hmm. let's, because I ain't paying for it if I can avoid it. And he ended up getting, you know, what he needed. But it came at the time while I was like,
in hustle mode with the
yes
book. That's crazy. Wow.
So I was incredibly stressed, yeah. like, oh my goodness. I went and I worked out because if not, like, stress for me mm-hmm. as a singer, and I just want to preface this statement with this, like, yes, I'm in the music business, but I really do believe my business is communication, you know, and it just happens to be by way of music mm-hmm. and my job, in order to communicate effectively, is to be sensitive to everything around me, mm-hmm. right? So that's an amazing thing because it's what gives goosebumps mm-hmm. to people who are hearing. But it can also cause one to suffer internally if you don't know how to, like, manage it, you know? And so one of the things that happens to me is, like, my face will break out, mm-hmm. my voice will leave. My hair will start, like, I'll start seeing traces of alopecia or things like that from stress.
Wow.
And at the point that that's happening, it's like, yo, you're messing with my moneymakers.
Yeah. I need this voice.
Yeah, I need this voice. I need this face.
Yeah.
So I have to work out. Or my body will turn on itself.
So you like cycling. What other forms of working out do you enjoy?
Well, like is an understatement. I love indoor spin classes. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised by that because I would walk by them and I'm like, what joy do you get out of, like, riding in place? Mm-hmm. But, oh, I took one class in Dragonfly.
And you know what?
That changed everything.
It makes sense, too, because you love music. And
yes.
When you are enclosed in a class, especially spin classes, you're so close to each other,
yeah.
and the music is pumping, and you're literally, you know, you usually sing to a beat, but now you're pushing your body to
a beat. It's like, and I can't dance. I'm like the one black girl from the hood that cannot dance, right? So, but on that bike, you can't tell me nothing. So it's a lot of fun. But in addition to that, like, my first obsession with fitness, outside of, like, I love weight training. I used to, like, do two-a-days. So I would do, like, sprinting and then circuit training. And,
oh, so you know the deal.
Yeah, I know the deal. And I really enjoyed that. And I thought I was super tough, right? Yeah. Like, man, I got this. But going back to stress, I had stress. And I went to my doctor because, like, I just had no energy. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't understand what's going on. He's like, I think you got a case of the blues. You need to go take a class or something.
Wow.
And I totally
so
was like.
So your doctor prescribed you to work out?
Work out, yeah.
Wow. That's
and
a good doctor.
Yeah, yeah, great doctor, right? Yeah. And Dr. Monsure, he's amazing. So I said, okay, I'll go take a class. And, you know, I wasn't a class type person. A large part of that is not wanting to look stupid in the class. It's fear, and I hate fear. Mm-hmm. So now it's like, okay, let me do everything I'm afraid of. And I went and took a Pure Barre class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. First off, I thought, I saw these really petite women with these 3-pound weights mm-hmm. looking like they were trying to do something. And I'm like, do you understand? Like, I can bench press.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, I know what I do. Mm-hmm. I know what I can do. what are these 3-pound weights going to do for me? Mm-hmm. Until I picked them up. Yep. And it felt like there was a little man in my body with a blowtorch, just like, you know, making sure that everything was
every muscle and oh every my god, it's fiber.
It's in yes, it's crazy. So I go to Pure Bar on in Sherman Oaks on Ventura. It's amazing.
I still haven't done Bar. Now I have to try it. Now
yeah, I'm telling you.
We'll put you on. Yeah. Bar is, you know, I was criticized by some guys for putting a video on my YouTube. I had, I think, 2 or 3 pound weights. And they're like, pick up some real weights. And I'm like, do that workout I did, you know, 5 times over, and you will, your arms will be on fire.
They literally on fire. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, there's a man with a blowtorch.
It's amazing. Yeah. There's tiny little weights, and all of a sudden you can't even move your arms because you've been doing so many.
And the movement, at least in Pure Bar, I haven't taken any other bar classes, but they can't be beyond an inch. So you're like only moving an inch.
Little micro movements.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that tension that you're building in your, I'm telling you, it's unbelievably painful. But boy, do you look amazing when it's done. It's like within a week or two, you're like, oh my God, I look amazing.
One painful thing I wanted to talk to you about that we kind of discussed backstage. Mm-hmm. You went through a period where you literally could not sing.
I did.
In 2012, you came down with, you had nodules. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing that Whitney Houston experienced, where it just didn't sound like Whitney Houston. So how was that as a singer? You are your voice, to not be able to sing. And how did you come out of that?
Hmm. Actually, Adele had the same thing. She ended up getting surgery. So it's very serious.
Or what was it like? Like, did you just one day wake up and you were like, where's my voice? I can't hear
No, it felt like I had Freddy Krueger and Shredder in my vocal cords just ripping it to shreds.
Oh, wow.
I remembered being in a session with Kelly Rowland, and my friend, brother, producer brought me in and was like, hey, we're going to work with Kelly today. And I was happy to, but I was like not wanting to because I could not produce sound. Mm-hmm. And when I tried, it just, I mean, it's a pain like you wouldn't believe. It just feels like your throat is on fire. Mm-hmm. And we're working, and she can see I'm in pain. I said, Kelly, I'm so sorry. This is the first time I'm working with her. Oh. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, my voice is not here. And so she calls her doctor for me. And she actually, on a Friday, brings me down to see him Friday, 9 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And he says, you have nodules. And you have 2 options. You can be quiet or you can have surgery. And I was like, well, quiet it is. I don't want you coming near me with a knife. Mm-hmm. And so for 7 months, I was quiet. I didn't write. I didn't work. I just was still. And you said something about your voice being who you are. And one thing I learned from my coach was, stress impacts the voice.
Yeah.
And you can, if you got a trained ear, you can hear I'm kind of going through some now because I sound a little hoarse, but it's like, this is life. No, this is your voice. This is life. When life does this, you see? Mm-hmm. And so it causes this tension. And the sound can't get through without you beating at your vocal cords. So I had to decompress. I had to get rid of people who were messing with, you know, my moneymaker. Mm-hmm. And I had to change the way that I viewed myself and how I ate, how often I worked out, mm-hmm. Meditating, praying, writing, a lot of journaling, mm-hmm. and doing, focusing on what I call internal fitness.
I think this is so important because people think fitness is just physical, and it's to the point right now where I'm even exploring. I mean, I've always prayed. I'm starting to meditate more, and I recently started seeing a Reiki healer, and I think this is important to explore all avenues because just going to the gym and pumping weight, that's not it. Life happens to us. Mm-hmm. And we are, if you believe that you have a soul and you are being more than just your body, you got to make sure the inside is right.
Yeah.
So it's almost refreshing to hear you explain this, that, you know, it's not just the outside, it's the inside that you had to take care of in order to get your voice back.
Yeah. And when I healed internally, my voice came back. And it came back better than it ever was. Like, I don't know if you all saw or River Deep Mountain High. I wasn't hitting those notes.
Okay.
I wasn't, like, I could not do it. I could not do it.
Incredible. Yeah. We're going to actually have our engineer, Marissa, if you can go to YouTube, put up Mountain High. What is it?
River Deep Mountain High.
Yeah, River Deep Mountain High. And we're going to play a little action for you, just so you can get a taste.
Before we do, we do have a word from our sponsors.
Oh.
Yes.
What do they want?
I know you guys are probably big football fans, being from Massachusetts.
Yes, yeah. Patriots.
Well, how's your fantasy football season going? Are you guys playing?
I am not, but I have a friend who is.
You're a little busy, but maybe after the season.
Yeah.
Well, what's that you say? Your starting running back has already pulled both hamstrings and your sleeper pick is still sleeping? Well, it's not too late to save your season and win huge cash prizes at DraftKings.com. DraftKings is the destination for one-week fantasy football. That means no season-long commitments to bust and bench warmers. Never again will injuries have you combing the waiver wire at 2 a.m. Every week is a brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. Renew old rivalries with friends and play them every week. Or try 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is circling the drain, you can still win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use code BSPORTS and play free with your first deposit. That's code BSPORTS to play free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See site for details. Hopefully you guys will play shortly.
Yeah. Right,
and after you're done playing DraftKings, make sure you go over to Twitter. We just retweeted the link. Please retweet it so everybody can watch this episode and get a taste of Miss Courtney. All right. So now we're going to listen to her just kill it. The only doll I ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rat doll. So soulful. I can't find it. Where is it? And it gets stronger. I did retweet one at one point.
Oh, you're watching it. Hey!
You got to tell me, I get goosebumps when I watch you sing. Oh, my God, the auditions, that one, the duet you guys did. Do you get goosebumps when you watch yourself?
I did last night. I was really happy with that one. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes I do, because I do feel like a part of being a great communicator is getting out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's allowing yourself. We've heard, like, greats say this, like Michael Jackson, I'm just a vessel. I really believe in that. Mm-hmm. And so you do your part to, like, sharpen your skills, but after that, you get out of the way. And when I'm out of the way, it's like, whoa, what was that? I know it feels bigger than me.
Yeah.
When it feels bigger than me, which is what I'm usually aiming for, because if it feels like I can do it, like, it can be better. But when it's bigger than me, yes, I get goosebumps.
Wow, yeah, you definitely stood up to the challenge on that one. That was amazing.
Now, you said that you had not been in front or on stage of an audience singing in 15 years prior to the voice auditions. So how did you get out of your own way? How did you manage that stage fright?
Okay, there were a couple different things. I could not have managed the stage fright this year if I hadn't dealt with my issues in 2012. Yeah. If I hadn't, like, started to do that. Yeah, because it really is. It's all connected to your your voice here, mm-hmm. you know, and your heart, your point of view. And if that is skewed, like, you can forget about it, mm-hmm. you know? So I started that work and that journey then. And then I started actually believing in the gift that I was given. Because I think I was having a conversation with a friend one time, and we were talking about why it's hard for us to feel confident. And when you're given, like, something that is a grand gift, like singing or playing an instrument or, you know, being an athlete. But I think I would say a musician or an artist, like a visual artist, because how do you explain someone's ability to do that? If it's an athlete, like, you work hard, you know. But if it's like I'm taking ideas and sound that you can't see, you can't touch, from where are we getting that from? Mm-hmm. And you bring it to earth, right? Mm-hmm. And you share it with other people. You can't see the voice, you can't touch the voice, but you can feel it. It's like really magical, right? So when I had to make the decision to put myself out there, it was accepting that I didn't have to work for this. I have to work to keep it. But I don't have to work for it. It was something that was given to me, and embrace that. And that's very hard for people to do. Mm-hmm. And once I got that, it was just, okay, now I'm confident in who I am. I'm confident in who God says I am, who I was created to be. And I can go anywhere. There's this woman, you would have loved her. She's almost 80 years old. I met her at like a hotel. She looks late 50s, and she's into all like the energy healing and all that stuff. And she said one thing to me, it stood out to me. She said, I can do anything in front of anybody and I will be heard. And I said, me too. I'm taking that.
Yeah,
you know, so I just show up in that way. I hope I'm answering your question.
You are. I'm ready to go on your Instagram, because there's something just in your header and heading that I can't recall. Did you take it down? You had something there that said about fear, or maybe it was a post.
Oh, probably, but I hate fear.
Yeah.
I do hate fear. Oh, I say do it scared.
Yeah, do it scared.
Do it scared.
Yes.
Do it scared.
That is.
Yeah, because I was shook to get on that stage. You know, I was cool the whole day. I was fine. Like, man, I got this. Mm-hmm. I'm confident in my voice. Like, I'm fine until they put that mic in your hand. Like, and then you're up there, and then people are talking to you, like prepping you on what to do and say. And it's like Charlie Brown, womp, womp, womp. And I'm like, can you please just get out my face right now? I can't hear you. No offense, but I'm trying to focus. And I walked out there. One of my, you know, we talked about this off backstage, mm-hmm. is I have stage fright. You know,
cannot tell at all.
Dude, I prepared for it. Going back to preparing for it. Like, mm-hmm. part of my stage fright comes from me feeling like it's all a fluke. You know, maybe I'm not really that good. Don't applaud too soon because you'll freak me out. You know, and it would show up in me forgetting lyrics. Yeah. So to prepare for that, I spent 3 weeks writing out the lyrics to Let It Go, so that if at any point I forgot the words, it'd be in my cellular memory, right? Yeah. So sure enough, I sing from walking home and talking loads. I'm like, what is this? And I forgot the words.
You never would have noticed. I didn't notice. I
so think in my head, stunned. I'm like tripping, like, oh my God, what are they? What's the next line?
Because you cannot prepare What's for that crowd.
Yeah. No, I said, but I didn't do anything yet. I didn't do anything. And you're like, oh shoot, now I gotta like live up to whatever your expectation is off of like law, basically, you know? And I forgot the words, but thank God, like preparing myself for it, it just came out because mm-hmm. It was in my body at that point. And a lot of singing is about being in your body. Mm-hmm. It's being comfortable with that.
I love it.
And I'm working on that because I'm not, you know, all the way there at all.
I had a question. You say you like to almost run towards fear. Did that have to do with your coach pick? Did that influence your coach pick?
Yes, please tell us why you chose Blake. Everybody thought you were going to pick Alicia Keys.
I know.
I thought hands down Alicia Keys. You guys have that same soulful, like, woman power type of energy. And then you pick Blake, who's a country, like, so different. Why did you pick him?
Well, what better way to, like, you know, lift up that soulful girl power is there than spreading it around? It's just like, if you're, like, I've had this moment with Queen Alicia where, you know, it's like, I see you. I'm looking at myself, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, okay, cool. You be here. I'm going to go over and spread some of this magic over here. That's a part of it, you know? That's why I could do it with ease, because I, at the end of the day, I know we're on the same team. We're working together toward the same thing, wanting to bring light and empowerment wherever we go. But going with Blake, I mean, he's just... the man. Like, why wouldn't I?
Now, did you listen to country music before?
Oh, I'm a big country music fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's your favorite country song?
So this is going to sound real corny, but it is hilarious. I love this song.
Icky Breaky Heart.
No, it's actually called Backwards by Rascal Flatts.
Oh, I love Rascal
Flatts. And they talk about, like, what you get when you play your... when you play a country song backwards. And you say you get your car back, you get your house back, you get your best friend back.
Because normally you lose everything.
Yeah, it's like you get everything back. That's amazing. I love Carrie Underwood's I Know You Won't. I love,
so
many.
So could we get you singing some country on this season, you think?
You might. You might. That would really be awesome. I would want to work... you know, with Blake to make sure that I'm honoring that craft. But country is close to soul and gospel. It's got those, you know, similar roots, a lot of it. They talk about Jesus and pickup trucks all the time. Yeah. But they're just great songwriters.
Yeah.
And I want to be amongst great, like, just period. I don't see... color or genre. Like, I'm from the hood in Boston, but my favorite music on the planet is soft rock from the 80s. Swear to you. And that happens to be Blake's favorite music too.
And that's
so
translation.
Am I making too much noise?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Yeah, so that's Blake's favorite music too. So we have a lot of you know, a lot in common in that way. And I just wanted whatever was going to make me bigger. Going back to internal fitness, right? So I have a life coach. Because I think you need a fitness coach.
Who's your life coach?
Her name is Cindy Warden. Cindy is a miracle worker. I'm telling you, she's a miracle worker. And she recalibrates, like, your thinking.
Yeah.
And so I started working with her last year and, you know, uprooting some of these things that needed to come out before I was really ready to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that she had me do at the top of this year was write down the theme for my year. So I came up with three, and then she added, no, I came up with the word freedom, right? So I'm moving toward whatever is going to make me free. That means I have to face my fear. She added to that and said, okay, I'm going to give you, in addition to freedom, big, whatever is going to make you bigger. I'm going to give you front row. It's time you're on the front row of your life. And she said, and this year will be your sweet 16. So we set those intentions in January. Well, before, like, after Christmas.
And how much bigger, how much front row, and how free could you get being
on
The Voice?
Then on The Voice, it's like, yo, we really, like... did we really do that?
We manifested it.
Yeah, we really did that. You took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say that. Wow, like, that's crazy. And so going with Blake made me bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I have a brother, you know, in him. And he a sister in me. And it's just, I'm excited. And I got a sister in Alicia and Miley. And, you know, it's awesome. I got respect from Adam. You know, what more could you ask
for? To have
for?
All those judges.
So you have a panel of great judges.
Yeah.
The contestants are pretty amazing as well.
Oh, they're beasts.
Yeah. And you just did a duet with, is his name Aaron?
No, it's Ethan.
Ethan
Tucker.
Okay.
He's got a voice of a lion. Oh, my goodness.
I think Miley called him a gravelly angel.
Yes, he's just, oh.
How was it? being up there with him doing a duet, like, because at the same time, like, you're all part of the voice, but at the end of the day, only, I believe, one person wins,
yeah,
correct?
Only one person wins.
So how is it, you know, being on stage with other amazingly talented contestants, and then you're up there, you know, trying to show your talent off as well?
Well, funny enough, I don't believe in competition. And that's weird because I'm on a singing competition, but I really don't. I believe can't nobody beat me at being me.
True.
And if I'm what you want, then that's what you'll choose. Mm-hmm. My job is just to show up and be the best that I can be. Mm-hmm. And that said, here's the other thing. I love music. I love enjoying it. I love listening to it. I love when music makes me forget that I'm actually in this business.
Yeah.
So if there's an artist or a singer, I don't care who you are, like, mm-hmm. like Ethan. He is everything that I think great singing is. He's everything that I, because I think, you know, Ethan would tell you, like, yeah, man, I just, he sings his songs, you know. There's not a lot of vocal, you know, tricks and all that, but you don't need that. Mm-hmm. You don't mm-hmm. need it. You just need to effectively communicate what you're feeling, you know, and he does that so brilliantly. And with someone like him or someone like Bendy, it's just like, oh, I'm just honored to be with you because you're evidence that there's a God. Like, there, I know there's a God because there's the Ethan Tucker.
And it comes in such beautiful different tones.
It does. It's just like, yeah. And I'm like, I love it more than I love to create it.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't care where it's coming from. I'm happy to be here. Mm-hmm. Like, if you go to my, you know, Facebook or Twitter, like, I'm like, watch these people. They are amazing, and they are what we need.
Yes.
They're what we need, and there's so much light. There's so much darkness in entertainment right now anyway. So the Voice has done a remarkable job of bringing light. But these artists, man, they're just... like Soraya, Ali, Way,
oh
Billy
God,
Gilman. Oh my goodness, Nolan Neal, Sundance, mm-hmm. Austin.
Sundance.
Like, yeah, the, and that's my crew. Everybody might think I'm like rocking with people who like me. Uh-huh. Nah, you know, I rock with Nolan and Austin. That's like my.
Well, for a lot
my
of you,
crew.
For a lot of you guys, the game is about to change because now you're going to be in this house and kind of sequestered.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you've done so much great work with your internal fitness and how it's affected your external fitness. How are you going to manage that in that environment? Do you already have a plan?
Yeah, I plan to work out. there's a gym.
Yeah.
And I need to, you know, our schedules are pretty crazy. So the hard part is going to be making sure I'm eating right.
Yeah.
And... you know, scheduling out my workouts, making that a priority. And then also getting rest. Like, I need, like, 10 hours of sleep, really, in order for me to wake up and sound. Like, I need a lot of
that sleep. Makes sense, because you're exerting so much.
Yeah.
You probably need, your vocals probably need more rest
they
than average.
They need so much more rest. Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm shame on me, because I haven't really gotten much.
I'd say after that performance, you should maybe still be sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, I was tired from watching that yesterday. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I haven't even, you all playing is the first time I've watched it.
Oh, wow.
Since yesterday.
I've watched
so.
It like 3-4 times already.
Really? Thank you. I have to go back and like, but yeah, just, and staying hydrated, which I've not done a great job of this week.
So you got to make sure when you go in this house, because we're
we'll have you covered. We'll have, you know, everything.
Yeah, I'm
going
to need a little reminder. Like, are you drinking water? Because that's the one thing that's crazy about this shift is I've spent so much of my life, like, supporting other people, playing that role. And now it's me, and I'm fighting my old ways.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to abandon them, but they just will kill me right now if I'm worried about other people.
Yeah.
But, like, thinking about myself 24 hours a day, like, social media, oh, my goodness, I'm over me. Like, I'm over it. I'm over it. On to the next thing. So having, you know, reminders or, you know, I keep people around me who are going to say, okay, now literally drink some water.
Yeah, because you're in it right now. This is your time and you're shining. It's
and it's definitely turning up November 7th because it goes from 20 contestants down to 12.
To 12.
Like that.
Yeah. I know.
So what we need is we need all of our Fit Club listeners to tune in November 7th to watch the live shows of The Voice. And please vote for this wonderful woman.
Please.
Courtney, you know, we're going to be tuning in. You guys got to tune in, show her support. You know, thank you so much for taking the time to come to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you're not getting your rest. You're here talking to us, and we appreciate it. And just to let you guys know, we had her here first. So before she has her, you know, 10 Grammy award winning albums, right? You know, bigger than Adele. I'm like, I remember when she was on Fit Club.
Right, so here with us, yeah.
We appreciate it. Where can your fans and our fans stay connected with you online?
Oh, sweet. Well, if you guys want to stay connected, you can find me on Twitter at Courtney Harrell. Same thing at Facebook, Courtney Harrell. And Instagram, which I think I'm a little bit more active on, is I am Courtney Harrell. It's like, and it's Harrell, like Pharrell with no P.
Harrell.
Yeah.
And if you guys are following me, I'll be posting for you guys to vote for her. So yay. Either way, we'll get you to her. You guys can find me same place online, fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon on social media. And Shaka, where can they find you?
You can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat.
And we appreciate you guys tuning in for the finale. We will be on hiatus for...
Yeah, 1 week.
1 week, yeah. And then we will be back for season 2. So we appreciate you guys tuning in, and we will see you next time. Have a good one.
Yay!
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.